Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Eric Zink Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures, all from right here in the magnificent and posh Impact Power Sports Studio for another edition of the Eric Zane Show podcast. I believe this is 1,583. Every so often I do easy math as to how much time I have spent podcasting. 1,583 free podcasts. 1,583 Patreon podcasts. If you were to combine the amount of time in a day that I'm podcasting on both the free podcast and the Patreon podcast, I would say on average, 2 hours and 15 minutes, because not every show goes 2 hours. And, it's just been a variance. So I think 2:15 is a happy medium for the two shows. That's 135 minutes of free podcasting and Patreon bonus podcasting each and every day. Times 1,583. So 135 minutes. Times 1,583 times. That's a grand total since I started this in January of 2019 of 213,705 minutes of podcasting in that amount of time. Let's divide that by 60 minutes in an hour. That means that is 3,562 minutes. Hours of podcasting divided by 24. So if I had the ability to stay up for 24 hours consecutively and not eat, that is a grand total of 148 straight days of podcasting. I don't know why I like doing that so much. Like, look, getting into the numbers of it. I don't know. But welcome in. It is a Friday edition of the show as we record on the 22nd of August. I titled this podcast Free Beer v. Squints Palidorus. As Badger says, it's a little morning self-glazing. Yes, there's nothing wrong with some self-glazing as long as you don't go too hard on it. That's what that was there. Like patting yourself on the back. Occasionally we need that in our psyche. Let's get into Free Beer v. Squints. Squints is the character from Sandlot. The one who was in love with Wendy Peppercorn. Free beer has become Squints. Look at that. I made the post on Facebook. Free beer becoming Squints from the Sandlot. There's the Burn King. There's Squints. Squints, Burn King. And it's the glasses, the combo of the glasses and the hair. So all I need to do is post that and wait. Matthew says, Zane, do not disrespect Squints like that. Ashley says, damn, way to ruin a childhood classic. Mike says it's sad that it's been like a decade and you can't move on. Every time I do a post like this, that is the suggestion that I can't move on. Well, no, I have moved on. And I've moved on and now attacking him over his stupid hair. Travis says, my favorite part of the show was you roasting people, and it still is. See, thank you. He gets it. Dave says, Squints kisses the hot lifeguard. Freebeer kisses the nose. Now, I post that only to my Facebook page. Why would I do anything else? I don't need to do anything else. Because I know that the neck beards and the LARPers and the morbidly obese audience of the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show are going to see this. I could go over to their fan page, which has north of 20,000 people on it that support their show. I could post this there, but I don't have to. Because despite me even saying, yeah, I don't know why you guys take the bait every time. Because too many of those folks on their fan page already know that when you talk about me, you are absolutely making me happy. Despite numerous times where I've said, yes, you're right. You probably shouldn't reference me. They still do. And it has happened yet again. Michael Thrash says, Zane is so fucking childish. Fuck that dude. And that's all it takes. The Bulls reached out to me. Ian sent me this. Scott sent me this. Saying, easy, check it out. Ben Glay sent it to me. I'm like, of course this happened. Josh says, congrats, you just made him more money, encouraged him to keep it up. Thad, who's in Green Bay, I think he's in Green Bay. I think he's a Packers fan. Yeah, keep his name in your mouth. Zane loves it. Steven says, Zane, is that you? Okay. Chad says, coattails? This is fetal alcohol Ben. He says, yeah, he is, but it's best to just ignore him. So fetal alcohol Ben here. He knows, but wow, how awesome is that? I, of course, weighed in with some crack, and then before you know it was gone. Somebody deleted it. Look at that picture. Is that not a... Look at that boy. Look at O'Neal. God, he was very young then. This is back in 2017. He's not even a year old in that pic. It's a hilarious pick, by the way. My man. Stevie says, hi, handsome boy. Megan says, was he even a runner yet? Like running away? Oh, absolutely. Matt says, I was going to put it on segment 18, but all their talk about Tommy's stupid game pissed me off so bad I threw my phone. So yesterday on their show, I don't even know if we're going to review this because it's tough. It's tough to slog through it, but Tommy does a game where he plays sound effects and then the show has to guess them. And Tommy's kind of like this. It's hard to put a fine point on his personality, but he's exuberant and energetic. He has not harnessed it. He's not really in control of himself. So he's prone to like blurts and exclamations and just kind of like a, arcing wire, if you could imagine. And Alan says it made me consider suicide. He's super gay. Well, I don't have a problem if he's super gay, and I don't know that he is. I think that's just you saying that. Not that that matters. I mean, what is it? Who cares if he, even if he is super gay, who cares? But Matt hits the nail on the head. He says their fans absolutely love that sort of thing. They eat it up. They absolutely do. He says it's infuriating that those idiots breathe the same air as us MAGA fucks. Well, that's you. I'm not a MAGA fuck. There's a lot of MAGA fucks in this audience who keep coming back despite me calling them MAGA fucks. I love that the MAGA fucks that listen to this show at least aren't huge pussies who get butt hurt and roam away or wander away after I call them MAGA fucks. Now, I've listened to the game once. And okay, I have difficulty focusing. This is one of those things that might be hard to clip. There are a few bummer joke moments, but I don't think attacking the bit itself is a healthy endeavor. Not that I'm worried about it, but it obviously is garbage, but that's not going to stop anybody from liking it. So I don't know if I want to hate on the bit itself, but there are moments within the bit where there are attempts at humor. Like there's a bummer joke here. There's a moment where this happens, where that you kind of have to peel back the layers of that segment, which they did on the Thursday show. So I'm going to give it another listen and see if I can yank something out of it, because we are much further beyond on who are these free beers than just head on collision with a segment and say it sucks just because it sucks. I don't know. I mean, there's no doubt it sucks, but there's more to it than that. And what can you expect? I mean, he is a young, fresh-faced broadcaster. He doesn't have any sensibilities as to what is good or bad. So I actually don't have that much of a problem of them tapping into that and exploiting the silliness. I know that sounds crazy, but if you take someone like that who doesn't know what the hell he's doing and say, all right, make a game, which is what they did. They let him do everything. It's going to be ridiculous. It's going to be shitty. They know that. So on its surface, most people who might not like their show, they're just going to say, oh, it was terrible. Well, no kidding. That's the intention. It's kind of like, it's so bad, it's enjoyable to listen to. I'm not saying it's enjoyable to listen to, but that's what they're shooting for. Some will agree with that, especially to the home crowd. Now, to us outsiders, we want to smash his fucking face in. I get that. So I think that the work is cut out for Ben Glaze and EZ when it comes to that. We'll give it our best. We'll give it our best in order to peel back the layers of what is a shitty bit. But rather than just saying, well, hey, it's shitty, and here's why, because they're doing the stupid thing, there's reasons why. I will say that the kid who does it, Tommy, is sometimes in radio, you want that guy who doesn't know what the hell he's doing. There is some value to that. And you have this kid who's completely unpolished. There's potential there. I don't know. Who knows where it'll go? You have to let him figure that out. I don't know if Greg or Chris have the ability to harness that and direct it. I mean, they can't even get out of their own way. They have difficulty on their own creating creative bits. So I don't know if it would be great to try to impress something upon him, because those two don't know anything. I mean, they can't even do it on their own. They're terrible. If I am the program director of Tommy, I say, all right, whatever it is you're doing, try to capitalize on that. Just keep doing what you're doing and see where it takes you. See what you get out of it. I'm a big proponent of letting people find their own way. But for the love of God, don't let Greg or Chris impress upon you too much of their input. Matt with a horrible comment. He says, I would rather listen to Tommy suck Kelly's dick than hear him talk. Becca Shea says, I can't stand his laugh. By the way, all these insults should be good. That's good for someone like him, because I remember when producer Joe started, everybody said these same goddamn attacks. Everybody was saying terrible things about Joe, and he ended up finding his way on his own. And before long, all those comments stopped. So I would say the jury is out on Tommy. He might turn out to be an outstanding talent, but he's a big ball of energy right now. I don't have anything negative to say about him, because I don't know shit about him. And it's too early to indict him. That for the rest of the members of that show, not so much. Matt says Joe was terrible until EZ bullied him. Well, I don't know about that, but something happened, because he ended up becoming very, very funny. Megan says, Megan, you're funny. I hope the gangs don't get Tommy. God. I will see a lot of you coming up tonight. It is our second pinball orgy. And this is shaping up to be an outstanding evening. Audience member Kyle informed me that a band of young 40-something bros will be there with drinks in hand and stiff dicks, getting ready to play pinball at Pinball Land in Rockford, Michigan. There they are, right there. The party gets started at 7:30 p.m. when we stop by the Corner Bar in Rockford and get something to eat. You can get your Rara cups, which I still don't know what that stands for. I know what some of it stands for, but anyway, it's a outdoor recreation cup. It's just a plastic cup with a sticker on it. You buy a drink in a Rara cup, and you can get it filled at any one of the other places that sell booze in the downtown area of Rockford, because Pinball Land doesn't sell booze. Get your Rara cup, walk across the street, fill it up, go back in, play more pinball. Come hang with us. Pinball's going to cost you $9 for an hour, $15 for 2 hours. And you can play as much as you want. We've got pinball and a bunch of amazing old school stand-up arcade games. Rockford outdoor area, roaming alcohol, I don't know. That's tonight. Tomorrow, Berlin Raceway, EZ, the first edition of Uninformed Track Announcer with Jeff Striegel. While all these hill jacks are in the stands, track announcer and general manager of Berlin Raceway, Jeff Striegel, says, now we're going to hand it off to Eric Zane, who's going to call this race. And I don't know anything. I'm actually going to be announcing the race as best as I can in the first ever edition of Uninformed Track Announcer at Berlin Raceway. So if you are there, you will witness this. If you want in, $15 by 11:59 p.m. tonight at berlinraceway.com. The parking is free. 15 and under is free. You're going to love it. You're going to have so much fun. BerlinRaceway.com. We talked about the psycho magician John Midgley. I'm very, very happy to report that John got some great news when it comes to his cancer care. John, known as the psycho magician, but really the mental health magician, he informed me that on August 11th, he had to go in and they removed 19 inches of his colon. I was like, oh my God, that's got to be all of it, right? No, I guess not. I guess the colon's like 5 feet long. Anyway, he says, thanks for reaching out, EZ. Best news we could have got. All of the cancer is removed, and I'll just go in periodically for checkups. Oh, and here's a preview of the second cover of the podcaster. He is writing a... he writes comic books. He publishes comic books. And this is the... I'm showing it on the screen through my phone. The podcaster. Second effing issue, introducing the six-pack. And I guess this isn't done, but I guess the six-pack are going to be the animals in this house. So I am featured in this comic that he is writing. John is one of the more talented people that you ever meet. Writer, artist, magician, mental health professional. Stevie asks the question, hey, EZ, what is the name of the pit bull rescue place that is with us at the Great Food Giveaway? And she says, never mind, I got it. Yes, that is the, what is it called? Grand Rapids Pit Bull Alliance. Why, are you getting a pit bull? All right. So for you folks watching the show on Facebook and on YouTube, thank you so much for being here. But if you want the rest of the show, you got to go to Twitch, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live, or download the Twitch app and search at Eric Zane Live, and you can get it that way. The show is free, but the whole thing is on Twitch. I only give you a portion of it on Facebook and YouTube. Also, secondary platform, Patreon.com/Eric Zane, PATREON.com/Eric Zane. Go there, sign up for 7 days free. If you want to be able to check out Who Are These Free Beers, the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, be part of Book Club. We've got a book club show coming up on Tuesday. So there you go. That is Patreon.com/Eric Zane. If you ever want to email the show, you know, just chit chat or maybe some hate email, whatever you want. Email Eric@EricZaneShow.com. That is the Shoreliners Striping inbox. Eric@EricZaneShow.com. Maureen says, Stevie, if you get a pit bull, it better be my Bella. Yeah, Bella's amazing. I love that dog. I'm telling you, if I didn't have what I have, I'd adopt that dog. Lately, I've been really getting into these videos of Staffordshire Terriers, which are pitties. And they're just amazing creatures. They're really, really great. And would fit right in, you know, snuggle bug. Those things are ripped, jacked snuggle bugs. They look like bodybuilders, but they like to be cuddled like babies. I'm a big fan of the pit bull. Now, Nick in the arena refers to pit bulls as baby shredders. And the only reason why I'm saying that is, well, first of all, it's stupid, but that's hysterical. That is a great crack to call something a baby shredder. God damn, look at, now he calls him a land shark. Baby shredder was better. It's true. There have been stories about babies being shredded. All right. And I understand that, but I still love them. You know, I say it's worth it. Chris says, I love those short fur smooth. I love those. I love their short fur smooth skin. Brucey boy has that too. Our Frenchie. Okay. Anyway, I'm kicking you guys out on Facebook and YouTube. Off you go. Thank you so much. And Facebook and YouTube brought to you by our friends at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. You can find them in the middle of Grand Rapids, Michigan, 616-532-6600, ervines.com. That's ervines.com. They have free loaner cars. Their techs are the best in the business. It's not some grease monkey working there. You know how it is. You go into like the grease monkey shop and there's no one at the front desk because the guy who's changing the brakes on the 2003 Silverado is your receptionist. There's like a horn that goes off inside of the garage. He comes in. He's filthy. His ass crack showing. He smells like pot. You got to deal with that loser. That's not the way it is at Irvine's. ervines.com. That's ervines.com for more information. Hey, it's your old pal Eric Zane for Secret Nature, makers of ultra premium CBD gummies. And I'm going to tell you how you can take advantage of a special offer to save you 30% in a minute. But let me share this with you. You know that I've got about a million things going during any given day. And I just recently discovered Secret Nature to help me keep it all together during the day and help me wind down when the day is done. Ultra premium CBD gummies from Secret Nature. Crafted with real botanicals, nothing extra, and designed to support your day with clean, purposeful functionality. I want you to try Secret Nature Ultimum Premium CBD Gummies. Organic, farm grown, not made in a lab. You can try Bliss for clear focus and productive flow. That's what I use during the day. And Snoozers to unwind and rest at the end of the day. Consistent measured CBD per gummy, so there's no guessing. Intentional formulations that feel clean and slot naturally into your routine. Take it from me, I keep it all together during the day with Bliss. And when it's time to relax, sometimes my mind is going a million miles an hour from all of the things that I've done during the day and the things that I have to do on the next day. That's when I'll take the snoozers to unwind. You need to try Secret Nature Ultra Premium Gummies. And here's what I want you to do. You can get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. And then let me know how it goes. Again, get 30% off of your first order at secretnature.com with code Zane. That's secretnature.com, code Zane. Secret Nature. I forgot to mention that at Impact Power Sports, that's where you go to pick up a Yamaha golf cart. Also, side-by-sides, ATVs, UTVs, motorcycles, e-bikes, go-karts, they have them all. Impact Power Sports online at impactpowersportsmi.com. Maureen says German Shepherds and Golden Retrievers attack people more often than pit bulls. Nick says, maybe if you count the police dogs. I tell you what, I will give Nick credit for this. When he gets something in his head, which is most of the time fucked up, he sticks with it. He will not back down. This is a stubborn fool. And I love that about him. That stubbornness is what keeps the hunk-a-hunk-a cheese guy women coming back. And that's very, very important. We need that in our culture here on this show. Thank you for being you. All right. I don't know the context here. All I've got is guy is asked to leave a gym. Guy chooses to square up with the cop to fight. Officer declines his offer to fight. Did you catch that? Guy is asked to leave gym by cop. Something's happened that's made it so the cop has said, hey, I was called. You have to leave the premises. And the guy squares up with, like, put up them dukes. The cop declines the request for a fist fight. This is how that unfolded on the floor of the gym. Doesn't believe. Squares up. Puts up his dukes. Cop declines the offer to fight. Pulls out his taser and... he goes and he fires another charge in him. Then the other gym dudes come and help him out. That's the end of that. Yeah, that actually went well. I didn't see anything further. I'm guessing they arrested the guy and took him away. Various memes rolling in that are hysterical. I'm glad that the internet is so funny. Anyway, probably not a good idea to square off with the cop. Chris K says, and one to grow on. We're counting down the days for Chris's big procedure. He revealed this week on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, and we are following along. Hopefully you are feeling okay and have been seizure free since we heard from you with your big revelation that there's like a penis that is growing on your brain underneath your skull. It was revealed to Nick by the docs, not Nick, Chris K, by the docs, that he's got a tumor on his brain that they are 99.9999999% sure is a benign tumor. It has all the characteristics of just some crazy-ass thing. Amy says, which Chris? Chris K. So, yeah, they're going to go in and, they're going to do a little snippy-snippy, sawy-sawy, and cutty-cutty, excuse me, and get rid of the throbbing penis tumor that is growing on the top of his skull. Is that not incredible? Like, they've got a bead on it, and, they're going to put him under for 2 to 3 hours. Shave his head, and then, you ever see like videos on the Discovery Channel where they cut out like core samples of icebergs? That's what they're going to do. If you've ever installed a doorknob onto a door in your home, and you use that saw, it's like a hole, and you put it on the end of a drill, what's going to happen to him is going to be not that different. So they cut down, and then they make the cut, and then when they're putting a new windshield in, they take a suction cup and put it on the new glass and put it in. They're going to do that on the spot on his head and lift it off, similar to when you're cutting like a jack-o'-lantern. So that's going to happen to Chris. They're going to take off a portion of his skull. Now, if you think about it, this is where the skill is incredible. To me, the surgeons are the elite people on the planet because they have to do that, and they can't cut too deep because if they cut too deep, they're going to chew up brain meat, and you don't want that. So at some point, they have to stop. I wonder if in the course of history that these procedures have taken place, that there's ever been a moment when the doc had that device I was just describing to cut open the skull. And then like he sneezes or someone bumps his arm or he gets a pee shiver or something like that. And Chris K says melon baller to scoop it out. Megan says that made me gag. Murder lover Linda drops, I'd be most traumatized about losing my hair. My mom got all my hair cut off in first grade, and I wore a hat to school for a couple of weeks. Why the fuck did she do that? So after they do that, they put them together again, and have they indicated, Chris, that there is potential that, and Chris says he doesn't have to shave his head. Wow. Is there potential that when they remove that it could do something to your brain? Like you could, you might become one of those guys who, when he blinks, only one eye kind of closes like that. Or, you know, are you suddenly going to be like talking and all of a sudden, like every so often, just something like that? Megan says, oh, maybe you'll be able to speak Mandarin. Yeah, unlock some superpower in your brain. You know how they always say you only use 10% of your brain or something like that? Isn't that a thing? Speaking of what Linda just said about getting all our hair cut off, I've told this story before. That actually unlocked something in my brain when Pooh Bear was pregnant with Madison, so she had all these hormones raging through her body, so this affected her terribly. She said, Maddie needs a haircut because her hair was just, she had thick, long, dangly curls. And it hung down like, if you remember what Taylor Swift's hair was like when it was curly, when she was like country star. Boy, I stopped that word right at cunt. Pardon the pun. Or Robert Plant, long blonde curls hanging down. I sat there at the barber reading the Knoxville News Sentinel with the newspaper up over my face. And then, like, I folded the paper down to check on her, and the hair's gone. And she's got, it's as short as, like, anything. And I'm like, oh, no. Because Pooh Bear's like, yeah, just get the ends cut. I want you to save her her curls. It's all gone. She looked like fucking Justin Bieber. Like, whoa. Oh, no. All right, that's enough. Stop. Yeah, that's perfect. Stop. Call her on the phone. I got my big, giant brick phone that we had back in the day. This is probably around 2001. Wait a minute. Madison was born in August of 2002, so it was probably 2002. And I go, hey, I got some news. What is it? Because she even said, make sure he doesn't take too much off. I go, I fucked up. I was reading the newspaper and I wasn't paying attention. He cut off all her hair. And man, I don't think I've ever seen her as angry. I mean, I've never seen her that angry. Now think about it. There was one other time she was that angry, but that's a story for another day. This, she was livid. And then she's sobbing on the phone, crying, like out of control. I'm like, oh, like blubbering. I'm like, okay. And so then I made the mistake of saying it'll grow back. And for some reason that made it worse. And I thought for sure that wasn't going to make it worse. I go, it's going to grow back. It's going to look just, and it did. It took a little while, but it grew back just as beautiful as it was. And she didn't care. Jackie is definitely not in the, Jackie's not overly dramatic. She never has been. Nick says nothing grows slower than a bad haircut. Well, the thing is, though, it wasn't bad. It was cute. She looked adorable. Now she's just got these short pixie locks. But Pooh Bear was so pissed. I have an update. We had a family war over what was going to happen on Madison's birthday on Sunday. And that is actually her birthday. And remember, the family was like, let's go to Deer Track Acres and get attacked by an ostrich. Or they also have those cows that I forget what they're called. They're long-haired and fuzzy. And what they do is they like shampoo the cows and then blow-dry them. Highland cows. Those are the ones, the Highland cows. They've got Highland cows there, and they're little and furry, and they smell like Prel. Okay? And they're amazing. They're a fuzzy, blow-dried, Prel-smelling cow. They're amazing. There's bears. There's the ostriches. There's all sorts of shit that can attack your car. When you go there, you sign a waiver that says it's not uncommon for them to destroy your car. You got to sign this waiver. And you're like, sign me. Take my money. I don't care. Amy likes the reference to Prel. It's true. I'm telling you, they smell shampooed. And now she says she's like Steve because she's doing the echo effect. I don't care. As long as you're laughing. Nick says, I love a good Highland smash burger. Nick is a callous fuck. That's what this man is. Anyway, hey, are you going to pinball, you stupid hillbilly? I thought you were going. I had no idea that they had talked about going to Deer Tracks Junction. I didn't know that. So this week when Jacqueline said, how about we go here? And she linked in Lewis Farms, which is near the area. It's a little bit further away, which has, you can play with baby otters. I was like, hey, I didn't even realize that we were going to go to Deer Tracks. I had no idea. So Jackie and I start talking it over. And we're waiting for the other people in the chat to chime in. It seemed like the decision was made. So Madison said, well, wait a minute here. I feel like I haven't been heard. I was like, uh-oh. Storm brewing over the Atlantic. And sure enough, I talked to you about this. It hit. We ended up working it out. It got very, very dramatic. That happens from time to time. I'm not going to say that's a bad thing. I'm just going to say it happened. I don't want to say anything that's going to get me in trouble. We got through it. Jackie, I said to Jackie, I go, all right, no more cracks. No more fighting. Just shut up. Jackie's me. With boobies. Jackie is me. Out of all my kids, she's most like me. I go, shut up. No more. We are going to pet the Highland cows that smell like Prel. That will be on Sunday. It's a big weekend planned. Tyler says, is this the eye of the storm or do you think it's passed? It's passed. It is officially gone. Everybody's fine. However, if I made any cracks on here that were negative, you could get it where it circles back around. You know that sometimes that happens with a hurricane. Unpredictable path. All right. I went running yesterday and a little bit concerned that I was going to not be able to sleep, but it was fine. I think I'm back. I got my 3 miles in. I still feel like shit. I look like shit, but I got it done. I might even run today, which goes against my plan of run one day, take a day off. I at least am going to go for a walk. This is all part of increasing my activity. I think the days of running races and kicking everybody's ass like I used to might be gone. I don't know for sure. I can't say. Who knows? But at this point in time, I'm just looking to actually get a physical. And when my doctor looks at my blood work, him not looking at me and raising an eyebrow saying, I'm about to put you on cholesterol medicine and you've drastically increased your risk of heart disease, heart attack, or stroke. He actually says that to me. Byers, he goes, okay, I'm just looking at your numbers. Between last year and this year, you are now, and then he puts a number on it. And I forget what he says. 9 times more likely of sudden death. I mean, I'm like, oh, God. All right, fine. I'll fix it. And then I don't. Megan says about Jackie, it's not her fault that she's funny. Oh, it's true. Megan went golfing with Jacqueline. They were at the same event. It was like a charitable golf thing. And these two are like BFFs now. Best friends forever. They had so much fun together. The big age difference. You know, Megan is, didn't you say you're 42? I still can't believe that. Black Belt Nick says, come join me at kickboxing. We've got a couple 70-year-olds in there. You could do it. I'm not opposed to that at all. I'm not opposed to anything. I don't want to do anything that's lame or too easy, like Miss Twat-a-Lot Rebecca's workouts. I don't want to do anything like that. Matt says, bring back Mr. 10 fantastic feats of fitness. You could push the NFK in a stroller marathon. Yeah, maybe. Perhaps. Okay. I am pausing to go to the boys' room. Thank you so much, as always, for being here. Hang with me. Talk amongst yourselves. And I will be back with more. All right, I'm back. Thank you so much. Just like that. Nothing to see here. Everything was perfect. Now you got me. Anyway. Daniel Day-Lewis is back. Daniel Day-Lewis is among the best to ever do it. If you ever saw the Abe Lincoln movie, if you ever saw There Will Be Blood, Gangs of New York, he is a method actor, which means like when he's in the role, like when he played Bill the Butcher in Gangs of New York, when they say cut, he's still Bill the Butcher. Tyler says method actor equals asshole. I'm fascinated with the whole idea of method acting. Becca Shea says Last of the Mohicans. Never saw it. So he got away from acting for the longest time. But now he's back. There's a new film called Anemone. And it's directed by Lewis's son, Ronan. It also stars Sean Bean, who I think I remember Sean Bean from the Harry Potter movies. He was one of like the good wizards that were part of, he was part of the Order of the Phoenix for you Harry Potter fans. I don't know how many of you are Harry Potter fans, but I kind of like all the Harry Potter series. Luke says Sean Bean dies in every movie, though. I didn't know that. Is that a thing? So let's get into this trailer for Anemone. When I watched the trailer, this is what I can gather ahead of time. Daniel Day-Lewis was a member of the Irish Republican Army, or something to do with Ireland military. His brother is Sean Bean. Lewis's character decides to bug out and go live in the wilderness. And then his brother shows up and they have a conversation and everything's weird and awkward. Chris says Sean Bean played Eddard Stark. He did? Okay, that might be where I remember him. Anyway, this is the trailer for the new Daniel Day-Lewis film, Anemone. He looks great, by the way. Now that I think about it, maybe Sean Bean was not in the Harry Potter movies.
All these years, the isolation. This is it. This is my life. I've seen my share of lost souls, brother. I'm beyond your reach, Jem. No. Invisible man, Ray Stoker. How long was it, brother? When you went limping off into the woods.
What, 20 years?
Why did he leave us? The army teaches you to grin and bear it. The war with crime, and we were the phantom soldiers.
Ray never spoke to me about what happened over there.
I can't help you. Till he's telling me what happened.
Is that a question?
What do you want from me, brother? What do you want?
Going to hell, brother. Family reunion.
Okay, I don't know what the fuck is going on there. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.